never got me mad enough to tell you I had enough. Cause I know when I fall and I know when I feel it. You hit the road then you're gonna be leaving me all on my own. Now don't leave me stranded.
Part of
You will always be a part of me. I'm part of you indefinitely. Oh, don't you know you can't escape me? Ooh, darling, cause you'll always be my baby.
Was Always Be My Baby, and just before that, Stranded, both by Matthew V, an alternative soul artist with an incredible voice, who's just released his debut album The Fifth with 604 Records. I spoke with Matthew over Skype. Matthew, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me. This is super exciting.
You started classical operatic training as a young child. Tell me a little bit about your musical history.
Totally. So when I was young, my parents wanted to put us in some sort of an extracurricular activity. My brother always took the sporting route, but ever since I can remember, ever since my parents could remember, I was always singing. So they put me into vocal training, and my voice teacher felt like I had a voice for classical music. So for the first 10 years of my musical journey, I was singing opera, I was singing in Italian and German and French and all of these other languages. But on my way home from vocal lessons, I would always be singing pop music. So I ultimately, looking back, I'm so grateful that I had that training. I think that it gives me the base of my voice today. I wouldn't trade it for anything. When I finally got to start exploring my own music and start writing, things definitely changed style-wise a bit, but it was all based around that base of classical vocal training.
Can you think of one particular album that was life-changing for you the first time you heard it?
Oh gosh, one particular album. I mean, I can definitely say that I grew up on Celine Dion 100% always, and I think that gave me my appreciation for an amazing vocal performance. I think that Celine Dion is the best singer of all time, but also for pop music songwriting and, you know, a powerful, moving melody that just, you know, hits you in the heart and makes you feel something. I think her record, which may have been her first greatest hits record, which was A Decade of Song, I think it shaped the way that I listen to music and what music I like today.
You write very relatable and vulnerable lyrics. Do you typically approach your songwriting by having a story to tell first, or does your music tend to inspire the lyrics?
Oh, that's a great question. Typically, I mean, just in my everyday life, if I'm at the grocery store and a melody comes to me, I'll pull up my phone and I'll hum something into my jacket and save it. And also along that vein, if I'm feeling something, or if I have a bad day or a good day, or if I'm going through something in my life, I'll just write down how I'm feeling in notes or in an email or on paper. And then when I sit down and I feel like I need to write a song, I'll kind of go through those melodies that I've saved, and I'll go through those feelings that I've itemized, and I'll try to kind of mix and match which one feels appropriate to each other. I feel super vulnerable for me to open up, I think, in some of the ways that I have. It tends to connect, and the people listening that understand me and that are going through similar things, I think that those songs have probably resonated the best. So it's definitely something that I've learned to open up for sure.
You released your debut full-length album, The Fifth, with 604 Records earlier this month. Is there a theme to the songs in this collection?
Oh, so yes, thank you for highlighting this. My debut record is out. It's so exciting. I think that if there is some sort of theme to this record, it would be kind of finding my own power and, you know, bouncing back from a time that wasn't the best time of my life. And I think that it's about me getting up on my feet, not being broken anymore, and, you know, finding my way to being comfortable and confident with myself and the trials and tribulations that come with that. So I think it kind of walks through that journey throughout the record.
You released an awesome video for your song, Broken. Tell me about the making of that.
Totally, thank you. So yeah, I just wanted to be having so much fun. I wanted to be showing off a bit of my personality, and I wanted to, showcase people that were in my life from, different walks of life. I wanted to showcase diversity and celebrate that, and kind of show that we all have had a past and a journey, and we can all walk together towards being not broken anymore. So yeah, I definitely wanted to highlight some of my friends and celebrate diversity as well.
Why don't you look back on where we faltered? 'Cause I was bricks and mortar, falling down like water. And would you take from me all the fractured memories? 'Cause they're fighting with my ego. And they're never letting me go. Oh, and if there was a day, or so you say, I was in pieces on the floor.